Murphy from California on the line. If the engineer would please turn the music down, thank you. And we've got Dave for another 5 minutes. So, Ray, you're up. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, hey, Ray. Good. Thank you for having me on here. I have a little suggestion to make. All this backing of Ron Paul is going to be completely meaningless if, as usual, they steam the election, which they have done in the past. As a matter of fact, I just got to looking at, Hacking Democracy, an HBO special. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a way to combat that. What we can do is have Chrysler's in every precinct. Everybody who votes for Ron Paul fills out a little sheet, have a notary right there on hand, notarize the thing, collect them all together. Now, this would probably only work for smaller precincts, say where you got like 400 people or whatever. But if you then check out your votes and 399 vote for Ron Paul, and you still end up with the opposition winning by 40 votes, you know you've got a problem, and you can then go into court with it.
Right, and I'll tell you what, Ray, there are many people, probably more now, since this subject has come, you know, to the forefront with the voting fraud in Florida and Ohio and so forth, and there are people that are scrutinizing this with a microscope right now. So they're going to have a tougher time now doing it during this next election than they did in the last one. Dave, you want to comment on this?
Well, one of the things that works to the advantage of this is it's been the computer theft has been largely apparently, an action of Republican operatives who have these connections with the voting machine companies and who've controlled the Secretary of States and the voting officials in their counties. But in the few states where the big thefts have occurred, in Florida and particularly in Ohio, there's been a big change now where in Ohio you now have a Democratic machine in charge of the voting material. So at least in the primaries, I think you're not going to see the same kind of abuse, at least on the same scale, that we saw in 2004. And I think in Florida, there's an awful lot of scrutiny now because the theft was so outrageous. So we may not have the same degree of problem, but you have to worry about other states.
No, you see, the problem is, in some states, the Democrats are the one backing the Diebolds, etc. In other states, it's the Republicans that are backing the Diebolds. You know, wherever one is in sway, they're backing the
machine
company.
Yeah, but it's a little different in that the Diebold company itself is like wedded to the Republican Party. So when you say the Democrats are backing Diebold, it's a little different than when you have like difference between the Republican Party and the corporate owners of the company.
No, you see what is happening is that Diebold is supporting both parties this time around.
Today's energy infrastructure.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You've got a good point, but one step at a time. The first thing we've got to do is we've got to get our candidate nominated, and as things move closer to that, then we can start looking at that and scrutinizing the heck out of it. So, Ray, thank you so much for your input. You've got a valid point. Thank you for the call. Now,
we're going to have to be on our guard on all these elections, including the primaries.
Right, yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, Dave, I strongly appreciate you coming on. You always have a lot of great input, and I'll have you up again, buddy. I know you're busy.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem, anytime, okay?
All right.
Thank you. There goes
Bye-bye.
Dave Lindor, folks. ThisCan'tBeHappening.net. You can go in there. You can communicate with Dave on his political views. You can look in there and stay updated on what's going on with this possible impeachment process. And I'll tell you, it's always a pleasure to have him up. Now, before I jump off into shifting gears into another topic, I want to touch just for a moment on this 9/11 truth activists promoting false flag terror or being terrorists, equating 9/11 truthers with being terrorists or Ron Paul supporters, because that's atrocious. We'll be back in three, and I'll cover that just a little bit. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, the second hour.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I move on, I wanted to touch on this here. This the mainstream media on this rant about, you know, at least a third of the or they're saying a third of the American people, including millions of high-level military leaders, members of Congress, 9/11 commissioners, intelligence professionals, legal scholars, heroic first responders, family members of 9/11 victims, and other patriotic Americans are terrorists because we think that 9/11 is an inside job. You know, what are they going to do, folks? Are they going to put us all in jail? Because that figure of one-third is very low. There, I believe, are over 80% of the people who have questions. Not necessarily that they believe it's an inside job, but they have serious questions about the official story of my 9/11. And moreover, according to the Department of Defense Military Dictionary, the terrorism is the calculated use of violence or threat of violence to inculcate fear. Terrorism is intended to coerce or intimidate governments or societies in the pursuit of goals that are generally political, religious, or ideological. And I want to add to that, this latest bill that our wonderful Democrat from California, Jane Harman, has put through, H.R. 1955, which passed with 404 votes. Remember, now they're starting to redefine what homegrown terror is. So they're going to start putting their own definitions of it. And we know that they're the greatest of wordsmiths. So they're going to come up with just about anything they want to. Why are they doing this? Because they are scared to death. All right, I'm going to take a break for just a second. Let's go to Rachel in Colorado. Rachel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Have you heard the rumormillnews.com
What news?
Website. rumormillnews.com?
Rumormillnews. I've been there before. Why is there something new on there that is, you want me to you want to point me in that direction of? What?
Yeah, there's the Provost Marshal. You know who
the
he
Provost
is?
Marshal that's talking about arresting Citibank members regarding Leo Wanta, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. And as
and
I mentioned,
all of the people that are, and he has the Marines behind him and everything, and he's going to start making arrests of Bush Jr., Cheney,
right.
All of them.
Right. Okay. Let's just take this as it is. For about 3 months, and I just mentioned this on my show last week, Rachel, I had Don Nikoloff up reporting on the ongoing, you know, Wantagate, I used to call it, regarding what's happening. And here's the issue that I have. Now, I know that Leo Wanta exists. There's no question in my mind.
Right.
I know the guy's for real, okay? I've checked some of the documents. I've checked the filing of the writ of mandamus in... Virginia, I believe. And yes, it is indeed true. He did file a writ of mandamus. I have checked a number of other documents that look to be they look to be accurate. But
right.
the problem that I have, Rachel, is
okay.
that I cannot conclusively prove this, and it's a story that runs parallel to the, you know, the mainstream banking debacle. Now, what's my stand on this? If indeed it's true, and it looks like it is, then I'm all for it. I want Leo Wanta to recover his funds, okay?
Right,
the man
right.
has been wronged. But I will no longer get on the air and report, you know, the provost, because, you know, where they're talking about, well, we're going to arrest Bush, we're going to arrest Cheney. Okay, well, let me see you do it.
Right.
That's where I want to see them do it. I don't want to see them talk about it. I want to see them do it.
I understand.
Well,
I understand. It just sounds so good, though. I can't hardly believe it.
I know, and it's no reflection on you. Please believe me. What I'm saying is I took the time. I went down. I did hours and hours, if not days and days and weeks worth of research on this, and I concluded that, indeed, this guy has a viable complaint, and he is for real. But the problem that I have is I hear this stuff continuing on, and it's a saga that just never ends, but nothing ever gets done. And even if this happens, even if it is because of Leo Wanta that the American economy ultimately collapses, unless Bush and Cheney are impeached and unless we expose these criminals, you're never going to know it. The mainstream American people are never going to know it. So literally, in my mind, and again, with all due respect to you, in my mind, it's a waste of my journalistic and research time to continue with this. Because even if it happens, nobody's ever going to believe me.
Right.
You see? And this is what I have going now, is that I still get emails, Rachel. I get emails pro and emails con. People, you know, tell me to report on it, and then I report on it. People say, oh, it's bunk. Don't report on it. And I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. So I finally had to take the stand and say, you know what, I can't do this anymore, because there was a lot of my time that was being invested in this on
right.
on stuff that I could not conclude as documented truth. So, you know, and believe me, I'm on your side. I hope the provost – who is the provost marshal anyway? Is that provost – where is that?
The provost marshal?
Yes.
Apparently he's the one that – he's like – he's taken the place of Bush. He's now the commander-in-chief.
Okay. So the provost – now, is that a city? Is that a title? What is
that? That's a title.
That's a title, the Provost
right.
Marshal.
Okay, right.
So now evidently he's taken the place of Bush, right?
Right.
Okay,
as Commander-in-Chief.
As Commander-in-Chief.
That's
right.
what it
okay.
says on this website.
Right, okay, well that's fine. Now let me ask you a question. As a rational, intelligent, thinking individual, do you
okay.
believe that? Do you believe that?
Yes.
You do? Then,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's taken the place of George Bush as the Commander-in-Chief.
Right, which means he has the authority now to... call martial law,
mm-hmm.
and to get the money for Wanta and the whole thing, and hopefully to put the Bushes and all of the criminal people in jail.
Right, my point exactly. So if this, and when did this happen, supposedly, that he seized the power as the commander-in-chief?
I thought it was recently. I don't know the exact date.
I have, forgive me for saying this, but I've read the Constitution several times. I've never seen anything in the Constitution talking about a provost marshal being able to seize the position of being commander-in-chief. Never seen that in there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, and the other question that comes to mind, and I've seen this now floating around for about a week and a half, I think.
Okay.
And so my question is, if he does indeed have that power, we know that they've committed war crimes. We know that our soldiers are dying in Iraq and Afghanistan on a lie. We know how many atrocities and how many lies he's told. We know how many lives it's cost. If he indeed does that power, has that power, why hasn't he done it?
I think the first thing that has to be done is to get Lecuona his money and all that back.
No. Why would you have to get Lecuona his money back?
Because that's where these criminal Bushes and everything have taken over banks and this and that and all that other stuff in order to get the money.
All right, let me tell you why I disagree with you.
Okay.
In any case that I have ever seen that has involved any kind of money laundering or fraud. And by the way, I know people that have been involved in that. Whether they did it or whether they didn't is another issue. But
right.
No, they're not. If indeed they have conclusive proof, if indeed a provost marshal has, you know, taken over as a commander-in-chief, they're not going to wait to get Leo. Well, we got to find out if these guys will really nicely give his money back. No, they've been trying to do that for how long now? Okay. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to arrest the people involved and they're going to freeze the bank accounts. Then, you know, it's like shoot first, ask questions later. That's what they do in criminal cases. If somebody comes in with bank fraud or something of that nature where they find that somebody's been cheated or whatever, the first thing that these people do, the federal authorities, the first thing they do is freeze their bank account.
I think they've done that.
Well, if they
from what I've read.
Then if the provost marshal has seized the commission or the position of commander-in-chief, which I don't know how he could do that because I've never seen anything about it in the Constitution. But that aside, let's say he did, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the problem with an indictment? What's the problem with taking him before a grand jury? What's the problem with marching in there with the military and arresting him right now as opposed to song and dancing about this issue? What's the problem with that?
I have no idea.
Right, and that's the issue. That's what the point I'm trying to convey is that you don't have any idea. I, like you, Rachel, don't have any idea, and so I cannot continue to waste the time covering stuff that I cannot factually document.
Right,
and that's the problem. I read these things, Christopher Story. I get these things in my emails all the time. Okay, and I'm reading about Christopher Story and this going on and that's going on and blah 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 blah.
Right.
And I don't have time to mess with it. I've got too much other stuff going on, and until you can conclusively show me a document, show me an arrest. I want to see it, okay?
Right.
And please don't apologize.
I understand.
I'm as frustrated as you are about it, Rachel, because I'm getting flack on both ends. I'm getting flack if I do and flack if I don't. Matter of fact, let's see. Don in Oregon, my friend just says, the provost marshal is the chief law enforcement officer of the military.
Right.
Okay, he's the top cop of the military, says Don. Okay, well, with that in mind, if he's the top cop of the military and he has seized that power, then my question is, and if anybody knows the answer to this, please feel free to call in 800-313-9443. I would love to get to the bottom of this. Why have not these people been arrested? Why are we talking about impeachment proceedings? Why are we talking about Dennis Kucinich? Why are we talking about Nancy Pelosi? Why don't we just march in there and arrest these clowns? And believe me, Rachel, I'm not yelling at you. I'm as frustrated as you are about it. Okay?
I know that.
Because I would just love to see this put to rest once and for all.
I would too.
Yeah, my position is even if it happens, the mainstream media will cover it up, and 90% of the American people wouldn't believe us if we told them. And that's what happens to me all the time. I start bringing up Lecuona, you know, somebody, and their eyes glaze over, you know, and they're going, "What? Who are you? What are you, crazy?" You know, they're not going to believe you anyway. So why expend the energy? I mean, look at the energy I just expended here. And here you are. You're going into rumormillnews.com, and you're reading this stuff. And boy, that sounds good.
That
would happen. Yeah, I want to get them out of there. Boy, I tell you what, you don't want to get these people out of office any worse than I do, Rachel.
Oh, boy.
I mean, tell you.
It
would it not
it.
Be a gun?
I read it, and I was so happy because it sounded so good. It sounds like they were calling them off right now.
It's like a sales pitch. It sounds real good, but the product is never quite what you thought it was. Thanks for the call, dear. We've got to go to a break. Michael. All right, bye-bye. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back at 3. I got more, believe it or not.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. You know, Rachel, bless your heart, and I know how you feel. You know, I was going to go into this. I was going to shift gears here, and I was going to go into this article regarding chemtrails, because I've got a number of emails, and I've had a couple of people on my show regarding chemtrails and, you know, what's in the – what are they spraying us with and what does it do and all that stuff. But, you know, I get in this – Leo, once a day, and I've thought about this. All right, here's this guy that, you know, $4.5 trillion that they're going to they're supposed to be repatriating back to Leo Wanta, and he's going to turn around and pay $1.5 trillion of that back to the IRS. And, you know, it's going to be a shot in the arm for the American people. And, you know, Don in Oregon sent me this little Skype message telling me what the provost marshal is, which, again, here's my ignorance here, the chief law enforcement officer of the military. Okay. Well, Don in Oregon is the same guy that sent me about 2 inches thick worth of literature that I read through over the weekend. I had a wonderful 2 or 3 hour conversation with this guy. And so my next question is this. Okay, let's just say, here and think about a couple things, all right? We live in what our administration calls a democratic society. Now, we're supposed to live in a constitutional republic. But what is a democratic society? That means the majority vote, all right? Now, we all know that the majority of the American people are dumbed down. You know, what would you say, 94% of them through mainstream media. All right. Now we've got this thing with Leo Wanta and repatriating $4.5 trillion back into Leo Wanta, and he pays it so much out to the, you know, the Treasury and so forth. So here's the problem. All right. First of all, if anybody has ever tried to talk to your average American about Leo Wanta and the $4.5 trillion and the money that's being stolen by the Bush administration, you know their eyes glaze right over and they think you're a tinfoil hat wearing idiot. All right. Now, I don't know about you, but that's been my experience. Okay. Even though I've gone down the rabbit hole, done just a ton of research on it, and I believe Leo Wanta exists, and I believe that he has been burned. There's no question about that. All right. But here's the problem. The administration knows that 95% of the American public is dumbed down, and since it is a majority rule, how difficult would you think it would be for the administration to convince the dumbed-down American public that you and I, that believe Leo Wanta exists, has a tinfoil hat on her head and is totally crazy and needs to have a psychological evaluation? Have you ever thought about that? That's the first thing, okay? Because I have. I've thought about that, and I thought, well, wait a minute here. All right? They're never going to tell him the truth. They're never going to tell him about Leo Wanta. Even if he gets the money back, they're never going to tell him. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is this. $4.5 trillion that all these banks and Citibank and Wachovia Bank and Bank of America and all these banks have been stealing and they've been putting in these bonds. And by the way, folks, I've got documentation. I have seen some of these wire transfers. I have no doubt they exist. But that's not the problem, okay? The problem is what you're dealing with here. So let's just say for the sake of discussion that the provost marshal walks in. I don't know how he's going to do it, but let's just say he walks in and arrests George Bush and Dick Cheney and throw her in there, Condoleezza Rice, and the rest of the neocon administration, because the smart ones like Alberto Gonzalez and Karl Rove and the other ones, and they left. They're gone. They're not there anymore. Okay? Why? Because the crap may hit the fan. I don't know, but that's beside the point for right now. All right? So let's say they do. They go in there and they arrest these people and provost marshal. All right, so now, as Rachel said, now what they want to do is they want to make sure that the money gets recovered. Well, now, I've seen this before, and what they do when they want to arrest somebody, if they've got enough charges to arrest them, they get an indictment on them, they freeze their bank accounts. Well, the bank accounts are already frozen. Okay, great. Where'd the money go? Well, we don't know. That's why all these other banks are involved, right? All right, so they freeze whatever this is that's supposed to be money. Now, here's where Don in Oregon comes in. He sends me 2 inches thick worth. It's about a half a ream of paperwork, folks. Okay, he sends me this stuff, and I go back and review, and a lot of the stuff that I had read in the past. How exactly are they going to pay Leo Wanta? This is the second thing. How are they going to pay him? Are they going to pay him with Federal Reserve notes? Because, as most of us know, a Federal Reserve note is nothing more than a certificate of somebody else's debt. It's not really money. If you go back and look at the constitutional records, it's not money anyway. So how does that really help anybody? That's the second thing. Are they going to pay him in gold bullion? No, I don't think so. Okay. And the third thing is, even if Leo Wanta were to get whatever he gets, okay, let's say he gets the Federal Reserve notes back, which we know are meaningless because if you know anything about the economy, you need to be converting them to gold. And if you don't know anything about it, you better listen to John's show with Bob Chapman on it because they'll tell you, and so will Robbie Noel. So even if he gets the money back, this guy has got his hands on, you know, $4.5 trillion, and he's going to give it to who? To make sure that us, the American people, are going to get the benefit of it. You see, I got a problem here. I'm confused about that. I'm confused of what they're going to give him in the form of money, because if it's an FRN, we already know that's worthless. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing all the way down the line, to me, folks, parallels what is being told. You've got the faction, you've got the story of what's being told in the mainstream. You've got the mainstream that's artificially propping up the dollar. You've got the Fed injecting this money in the stock market and all these mainstream idiots on the financial shows telling everybody everything's fine. No, listen to Bob Chapman. Everything ain't fine. Excuse me, isn't fine. Everything's not fine. So you got that faction over there. You know, everything's not fine. You need to be bailing out of your dollars and getting into gold. Why? Because all of these countries throughout the world, and I'm talking about China and Russia and Malaysia and India and Iran and Pakistan, I mean, all of these countries are dumping their dollar. Where's that money going to come back to? The first people are going to get affected is the is the countries over there that are dumping them, but it's going to come back to us. We'll be back at 3, and I'll talk a little bit more about this. Don't know why. Rachel got me on a roll, I guess. Back at 3. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. See you in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, folks, I'm telling you right now, I feel for Leo Wanta. I can't tell you how many times in my life I have made a transaction, thought I was going to do one thing, entered into a contract with somebody, and been burned. Okay? That's happened to me many times in my life. Same thing happened with Leo Wanta. Now, he's taken it a step farther. All right? He's not only been burned, he's been incarcerated, he's been ostracized, he's been vilified, he's had everything in the world done to him. But it's because of the amount of money that's involved. But think about this for a minute, okay? And then I'm going to go to a couple callers here, Phil in Texas and Daniel in B.C. I'll be with you in just a minute, but I want to make a point here. Think about this. All right, so they're supposed to – the provost marshal wants to make sure that the money gets back. Well, what money? The FRNs that were stolen. The FRNs are worthless anyway, number one. Now, the second thing is maybe the provost marshal should contact China or Russia or Malaysia or India, all these countries that are dumping the dollar like there's no tomorrow because they know it's going through the floor. You see, why would you want those back to begin with? And even if they do come back, I'd want it repainted in gold or silver, period, okay? And even if they do come back, tell me this, okay? Is Leo Wanta going to go out along the freeway? Is he going to go into Elder Hale's website? Is he going to help these veterans out? Is he going to rebuild the bridges? Is he going to turn the school systems around? What's he going to do with the money? How do we know what he's going to do with the money, okay, even if he does get the money? I mean, it's just I'm wasting too much time on it. All right, let's go to Phil in Texas. Phil, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree entirely with you, only I've thought about it a lot more. It's, $4.5 trillion and stuff like that, that's pocket change for the guys that, the international financiers and everything. And those are the guys that basically determine who's going to run a country and what kind of laws are going to set up. They control the economies and things like that. They're not going to let Lecuona get paid, you know, anything unless he's one of their fellas. And it sounds like maybe, Reagan may not have been one of their fellas, and he was basically running errands for Reagan. But Daddy Bush, who was vice president at the time, sure was one of the Rockefeller's lapdogs and everything. So
I know. As I mentioned, I get so frustrated with this because I've spent so much time on it. I can't count how much airtime that has been devoted to this on my show over the months. And it's just it's no different to me than the sitcom Dallas. It just never ends, Phil. And mm-hmm. and just like when Rachel called in with this provost marshal thing and he's got the authority and he took over as commander in the chief. Well, let's see something happen then. Let's see him go in and arrest him. What's that?
Basically what I'm saying is nothing. It is not going to happen because it's against David Rockefeller and all his cronies' agenda. You know, it is not going to happen. The reality is we don't live under law. We live under the rule of these ancient merchant ruling class, of which basically David Rockefeller is the front runner these days. He's created the United Nations for heaven's sakes and everything. All of his working groups and committees and NGOs and steering groups and backroom, corporate things. I mean, the global highway, of which the Texas corridor, the locals are calling it, is part of that. They're trying to use the toll roads to finance this corporate global government they're trying to set up, just like they used the Roman highways in ancient Rome to finance Rome. And everything,
I know. There's little difference there. Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
In other words, the only freedom we have is the freedom that we can exert as long as everybody thinks that they're still free.
And that's the key, right?
That's the
no
key.
One
people
is more no no one is more in right. No one is more enslaved than a person who thinks he is free. I don't remember who quoted that. But anyway, thanks for the input,
right.
Phil. I
got
to run. I got the callers coming in.
All
right, thanks. All right, let's go to Daniel in BC next. Daniel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Good to talk to you.
How you doing?
Good. I've got a slightly different take on this thing.
Okay, go ahead.
It's largely intuition. But I think the Wanta thing is basically a limited hangout or red herring or whatever you want to call it. And I was just able to bring up you've heard of Global Research?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They published an article on October 29th, and the title was... Missing nukes, treason of the highest order. Now, those nukes could not have ever been placed on the wing, live nuclear weapons on cruise missiles placed on the wing of a B-52 left unguarded on the runway for 24 hours without the highest authority sanctioning it. Now, if the provost marshal, also I have heard that the only person apparently that can arrest the president and the vice president has to be a Marine. Now, I don't know if the provost marshal is a Marine, but if he is, he certainly has the constitutional power to arrest Cheney and Bush. And I would think... that if they were looking for treason to do it, that those missing nukes, in fact, one of them is probably still missing, would be a far, far more egregious case of treason than anything to do with this abstraction of trillions and trillions. I know, what's his name, Mikhailov, talked about, 50, 60, 100 trillion dollars. The entire worth of the planet is no more than 40 trillion. So how does Wanta end up with a briefcase containing $100 trillion? It's absurd. But anyway, you see where I'm coming from? The treason here, and it's being ignored. It's being ignored in the mass media. It's being ignored in the alternative media. That those missing nukes, man, that is scary. That is as scary
as anything. Daniel, you've got to. You've got a very bad connection. I can barely hear you. I'm going to have to let you go. I don't know what it is.
I'm on a Skype phone.
Okay, well, there's a beeping noise that's going in there that's cutting you off half the time. Anyway, you've had some good points. I've got to let you go. I've got Eric Schein coming up. Eric, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, buddy? I was going to get in touch with you. I wanted to bring you up and have you as a guest on my show. Are you adverse to that?
Yeah, the sooner the better, because there's a lot of information coming out. I've actually been trapped within these proceedings within Homeland Security for the last 4 or 5 years, and only recently has a lot of stuff come to light because of a bunch of motions that I had to prepare and recent actions with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security. But the Coast Guard is now declaring itself to be a branch of military. This was carried out by executive order by the president. It's Executive Order 1322-8, which created the Department of Homeland Security. Commandant Thad Allen, who's in charge of the Coast Guard, is also declaring itself to be a branch of military. I think the Department of Navy and the more, regular branches of military would be very surprised to know and understand this more fully. The Coast Guard only becomes a branch of military. They are normally a civil service, like a police force, because they have to deal with civilians. They only become a branch of military or under military control or authority when they move under the Department of Navy in a declared war by Congress. They're trying to say that the Coast Guard is now a special branch of military that can adjudicate and carry on not only military affairs, but also civilian affairs. And they are carrying on military tribunals and have been doing so for the last 4 to 5 years of American citizens and civilian mariners, captains of ships, tugboats, barges, engineers, mates, seamen, and more, American seamen, before military tribunals, the Judge Advocate General Officer Corps of the U.S. Coast Guard, and you are presumed guilty rather than presumed innocent. You cannot form a defense. You cannot see evidence. You cannot even see the charges against you. And what is going on is such a usurpation of the U.S. Constitution and rule of law. I mean, this flies in the face of even English common law. We are a common law country. They're using a program called legal warfare or lawfare run by the Pentagon through the Coast Guard and other agencies and departments to subvert the rule of law, change the rule of law on its face, and place all citizens under military authority. And they're using the Coast Guard and Homeland Security to do that.
Let me ask you a question, Eric. Do you see, and I know I've heard you on John's show. I heard you were on him, I think, for a whole 2 hours. And I'm an avid listener.
Hour,
yeah, okay. Well, at any rate, I heard you up on his show for an hour, and I know the debacle that you're going through. You've been going through this for 5 or 6 years.
Right, and there's there's other people that have been trapped within these proceedings for 10 years that they dragged into when it was a civil service under the Department of Transportation, the Coast Guard. When it moved into Homeland Security, they've dragged these cases with them and are now prosecuting them under military authority and military tribunals.
And do you think that this is all a part of them, well, this Law of the Sea Treaty? Do you think it has something to do with, setting up this jurisdictional authority and changing it around to turn around and give it to the UN? Or I mean, what is your thoughts on it?
Well, and you really have to think out of the box on this, and recently I had kind of an epiphany that, we talk about the sunken continent of Atlantis, right? Well, think about it. If it wasn't a continent that was sunk at some point in time, but that has always been sunken, and that these individuals, much like pirates, you know, the skull and bones, and the skull and bones is really the Jolly Roger, the pirate flag. They're those who operate in and upon, outside of nation states and their regulatory authority and control, these international conglomerates or corporations that, people have referred to them back in the 60s and 70s as jet setters, those who operate in between the countries back and forth, who have actually used this admiralty or maritime situs, which means, locality for venue and or jurisdiction, to seize control upon. Like, even if you look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the reason that was brought forth and pivotal because Johnson needed it under admiralty to launch the war. Because under Article 1, I think it's Section 8 of the Constitution, Congress has control of the military and the military forces and the budget for it. The president is commander-in-chief of the military and naval forces. The military is really not supposed to be there. We're supposed to have like a reserve force that can, turn to at a moment's notice if necessary to help repel an invasion. But the Navy is there 24/7, and the reason for that is to repel an invasion. Congress may not be in session at any given point in time. The president is always on watch, and the reason it was set up under Article 2 to where the president is control of the naval forces was so that he could literally, quote-unquote, repel an invasion. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Sorry, I was going to beep on the I think I was getting another call, sorry. But And that's why President Bush and the Admiralty situs in maritime is so very important. This is why President Bush has said, we're fighting them over there so that we don't have to fight them here. And what he's saying, although he's not saying it, clearly and succinctly, is he's saying, I am doing my constitutional duty and I am repelling an invasion, which anybody, if they actually heard it that way, they would think it was ludicrous that he's somehow repelling an invasion of anyone from Iraq or Afghanistan from somehow invading our country.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's doing his constitutional duty, repelling an invasion of a sovereign country that people weren't going to attack us over here anyway. So it depends on the perspective.
But we never declared war on it, and that's why, even the Gulf of Tonkin, if you look at what happened, he was saying that boats were attacked, that this happened at sea, and even with Iran, with the 15 sailors, British and American, that were grabbed, and then the Iranian, President Ahmadinejad turned them back over. They were trying to grab Admiralty situs so that they could launch the war. And they used naval forces. If you look at the, throughout history, whether it's Pearl Harbor or the Maine, Gulf of Tonkin, et cetera.
Thinking of the Lusitania, maybe?
Exactly. I mean, that's why they do it, because then it gives them authority to react instantaneously. And then at some point in that vacuum that is formed, Congress and the legislators have to follow suit, or they will be seen as, traitors or not as quote-unquote patriots because they're not
support. That's a good point. But on a domestic level, let me ask you this question. You were talking about, and I heard John Johnson talking about just private fishermen and so forth. Let's say that I took a 100-foot yacht and I wanted to sail from here to Barbados.
Right.
Okay. And maybe I had, I wanted to take my money out of Wachovia Bank, $500,000, and I wanted to take it down to Barbados and put it offshore somewhere.
Right.
Are you telling me that under, this new, with the Coast Guard, under these new regulations or whatever, that I could be stopped 150 miles out in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere?
Yes, the Coast Guard has a new program called Deep Water. They're going out into deep water as if they are the Navy, taking over jurisdiction of things that are, supposed to be controlled by the Navy. And they're actually going beyond that, going into other nation states and into their port cities and even into their courts and prosecuting cases and assisting other countries in prosecuting cases overseas, where they're claiming extraterritorial jurisdiction basically the world over.
Well, and again, Eric, I say, that has to somehow tie in you know, at some level with this Law of the Sea treaty that, you know, they're trying to implement as far as the U.N. is concerned. It has to tie in somehow.
Oh, it does. It does, totally. Admiralty and General Maritime supersedes the Constitution. It was here well before we had a Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It was incorporated not into the Bill of Rights. It's actually incorporated into the Constitution. Admiralty and General Maritime law is constitutional, not only under the President's power, Congress's power, but then even under our power as U.S. ambassadors on board American flag ships, whether it's a combatant, a naval combatant, or an American flag commercial ship. And what they've done is they have subverted. I mean, 97% of our cargo is now carried by foreign flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, think about that. 95% of all our cargo goes by the sea. So we've turned over our commerce, our trade, our transportation. We're a maritime nation. We've turned it over to other countries. And you see why they're doing that. The very same people that are doing this now to the military, to the CIA and others, have shelled out our United States Merchant Marine, our fisheries. They started in Admiralty and Maritime, CSX, Rail and Shipping Company, American President Lines, Matson. Matson Navigation Steamship Company was the very same individuals, along with Bishop, who went into and helped seize the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay, hold on with me, Eric. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. This is serious stuff, folks. And when I get back, I want to touch base with on his debacle and find out where he's going with this or what's happening. See you in three. Stick with me.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I've got Eric Schein called in on the line. And, Eric, I want to, you know, it looks to me like they're locking us down to a point by, well, it doesn't matter whether it's on land, sea, or air. You know, do you feel like you're in a prison cell here?
I do. I mean, I've got Coast Guard Homeland Security, quote-unquote, prosecuting me under, you know, what amounts to nothing more or less than a bill of attainder, where they have summarized my life, good and or bad, and then they're prosecuting me for it, and then they want to execute me for it and declare me to be medically, mentally incompetent. And think about that. It's the Coast Guard. I'm not in the Coast Guard. They're doing it at federal expense. They're trying to force a mental health examination upon me. And guess what? The Coast Guard is now a branch of military. So think about that. That's like the Department of Army grabbing you out of your car because now you've somehow registered your car with the Department of Army, and they grab you because you have a license or your car is registered with the Department of Army, and they prosecute you for your life. And then they want to go ahead and declare you to be one thing or another, medically or mentally incompetent, and then force medication upon you or basically just ostracize you from life to where you do not have access to anything. You're a non-citizen.
And this is happening with more and more frequency in all facets of life. You know, the names that come to mind, Elizabeth Baumgartner, they incarcerated her for, I think, 515 days out of the last 5 years, and they put her through several psychological evaluations, kept her drugged up, and they did that ultimately to keep her out of going to trial. In your case, I'm not totally familiar, Eric, with all of the cases, and this is why I mentioned to you, I'd like to have you up on my show.
I was actually in civil court when the branch of the military, the U.S. Coast Guard, filed Article II proceedings against me, pulled me out of civil court, and are prosecuting me for my civil complaints. They've actually filed a whistleblower letter that I wrote to Secretary of Transportation Norm Mineta as evidence against me. They've actually filed my civil complaints that were in federal district court as evidence against me.
So they have pulled you out as a whistleblower from a civil court.
Right.
And they're now prosecuting you under maritime law.
Under a no, this is not maritime. They're using the Administrative Procedure Act, which the military is not supposed to have control over. This is supposed to be admiralty or maritime status, which would be the federal judiciary. They've pulled me out, and they're trying to prosecute me under a system that was set up for the Coast Guard's own personnel for internal remedial administrative agency actions against its own, you know, Coast Guard personnel. And it's very similar to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but that's intended for the military. But since the Coast Guard was a branch of civil service, they had the Administrative Procedure Act to, you know, have remedial proceedings within the agency for their own personnel. They extended that to include all personnel within the Merchant Marine without an act of Congress and in violation of General Maritime and Admiralty Law. Now they've been converted to a branch of military. They're still trying to hold on to all this stuff, even though the Uniform Code of Military Justice disallows it, even though there's U.S. Supreme Court cases, Reed v. Covert and a bunch of others that disallow it, even though the U.S. Constitution and the separation of powers doctrine disallows it and forbids, you know, posse comitatus, forbids the military from being involved in any civilian affairs, especially adjudication of civilian matters.
So they're going to any lengths they can to just shut you up because you're a whistleblower.
Yeah. And because of what's involved, the tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars and more, and what they've done to the Merchant Marine and Maritime.
All right, listen, we got to run. It's the end of the show. Do me a favor when you, the engineer, I don't know whether it's Manny or whether it's Kurt, get Lieutenant Schein's number before he hangs up so I can give him a call and schedule him for an interview. Lieutenant Schein, I appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us today. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
And I'll be talking to you. Okay.
Right,
end of another day, folks. Guess what? National Intel Report. And what day is today? Today is Tuesday. We've got none other than Bob Chapman coming on. I would suggest you listen, because I'm going to be listening, talking about Leo Wanta and those Federal Reserve notes. If I was Leo Wanta, I'd want to get paid in gold. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Got Lindsey Williams coming up, folks. Another good show. Look forward to it. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.